Ali was saying you wanted to start a little different because you pitched three innings short rest. Was it any different for you?
No. Coming off a kind of long rest on the All-Star break and getting that rain abbreviated start, we had talked about it. It was almost as if I would, come back after a long layoff and throw a longer than normal bullpen. He asked me how I feel the following days, and told him I was good to go.
What did you think of your stuff tonight?
I thought it was good. I've liked my tempo, my delivery a little bit better lately. I thought my stuff was working good. A few pitches I wish I could have back, but for the most part, a lot of weak contacts, some ground balls, getting in on guys pretty good. And the offense really showed up today, which was great.
Well, you did have a pretty emphatic reaction in the sixth about the offense. What does it do for you when you go out, you notch a quality start, and your offense comes through and puts you in position to win the game?
It just makes you feel good. We had kind of come back, and we're up 3-2, going out into that last inning for me. And, anytime we score some runs to take the lead, and then, if I'm unfortunate enough to kind of give that lead up, it always makes me upset. That shutdown inning is something that we talk about a lot, and that's really important. And for the offense to come back right after that and, with two outs and put some runs on the board right there and get a rally going, that's big. I think that's big for team morale as well. Just being able to answer back is huge for us right now.
Miles, since you've been here, you all have been positioned to add a deadline every year. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a little bit of a different look for a year this year. How do you all sort of manage that, and how do you stop that from leaking in day to day?
It almost serves as motivation. If we can win 10 or 12 games in a row here, maybe we won't have to say goodbye to some of our good friends. Baseball is, it's a sport and it's a business, which I'm well aware of. And, sometimes front offices have to make tough decisions and look towards the future. And, I understand that. But I think it's smarter to use it as motivation for whatever reason, and I think that's how we're going to go about it.
Yordan seemed to gel really well tonight together. Mm-hmm. What do you think about his performance tonight?
Yeah, Herrera's great. Receives the ball well back there. He's got a good arm. We talk a lot in between innings, making sure we're on the same page. Came out there once, against Soler, trying to make sure we're on the same page. So he's great. He's a great young catcher, and he's a fun guy to be around too.
Ali mentioned that when he came up last year, it was a lot for him. It was maybe drinking from fire hose kind of thing.
Yeah.
Do you see the difference in him now compared to where he was maybe a little rocked by all of the information last year? And how is he different?
Yeah, I think he's a little more calm and confident back there. And I think it's huge. He's here to learn, and he listens well and takes direction. And when we talk in between innings, I try to explain all my decisions out there. I like wearing the PitchCom thing on my belt now. I think it's good just to have, you got guys on base and not too much shaking with the time clock. Sometimes it's easy to kind of punch something in if I'm really committed to something, and I'm just explaining my decisions to him so we can continue to work together. It's nice.
Did you call most of your own stuff tonight?
No. I might have called a handful, five or six pitches. Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, it's good to have on there. Yeah. In situations where, maybe there's guys on base and I don't want to have to step off, or if there's a foul ball and I have time, there's definitely a rhythm to it. And I think it's not a bad idea to have it out there just in case, to avoid the shakeoffs and, the miscommunications.
That's interesting, because it seems like we hear a lot about guys either having games called by the catcher or calling their own. But in reality, what we might see more of moving forward is kind of not just here, but everywhere, is kind of a blend.
Yeah, I think it's, as the technology moves forward and guys get more used to it, I think, I tried to do it the one game, and I didn't like doing it all the time because of I didn't like the tempo of it. But if I'm using it sporadically, then I think it's easier for me to pick and choose when I feel like I have time. A lot of times, after a foul ball, you have a couple extra seconds. Or if the hitter happens to call time and I'm just really committed to something and I want to make sure that we don't have to go through a bunch of shakes or something like that, it's easier to do it then.